I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Do you hear old Joe today? Boy, he's killing it up there.
We can do this. We have to do it for ourselves and for our future, for humankind. Thank you for tolerance, for listening to me. I appreciate very much.
Thank you for your tolerance and listening to me. Gosh. I have one more thing I want to get to when it comes to the stochastic terrorism and how we're sandwiched and whatnot, because the Orthodox Jews are mad at the White House. I'll get to that in a second. But Chris, we were talking about my travel problems. And Chris says, he's talking about getting me set up with something so I can do the show, not just on the road, like out of a hotel room or something like that, if I can't get to a studio. And I said to Chris, I don't check bags. And he's just horrified by this. Chris, I'm horrified that you would want to check bags. I'm a minimalist. No. You don't add an extra 15 minutes at least to the end of every trip waiting for your bag. I do not check bags unless I absolutely have to. If the wife's coming, you might as well check a bag because you know she's going to bring everything underneath the sun. If it's just me, like I was gone for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I was gone for 5 days. Carry-on bag. A larger carry-on bag that fits in the overhead. How do you pull that off? Here's how you pull it off. You're not a woman. You don't need multiple pairs of shoes. One pair of shoes. The shoes you wear on your feet, boom, that automatically sets you up with all kinds of room in your bag. Make sure you obviously have new socks and undies for every single day. You don't have to change pants. Not unless you're hiking the mountains or something like that. You can wear the same jeans for 2 days, Chris. 3 days, I'm not saying I do that at home, right? I try to wear fresh pants as often as possible at home. On the road, oh, it's fine. You can rock that out. So then you've got your undies, your socks, no extra pants, no extra shoes. Throw your shirts in there, hygiene kit. I even had room for my anti-communist sweatshirt. Boy, they love that in Nantucket. All right. One more thing on this. Being sandwiched. We have to understand what's happening right now. The headline here is from the New York Post. Orthodox Jews say they were excluded from the White House hate crimes summit. White House did a hate crimes summit. Okay. Why do you think it was a hate crime summit? It wasn't a hate crime summit. Do you think a single person in the Biden administration, any one of them, Biden, Corinne Diversity Hire, Ron Klain, Susan Rice, take your pick. Do you think a single person in the White House actually cares about racially motivated violence in the country? I mean, please tell me. I know we have a bunch of crazy communists who hate listening to the show. Please tell me you're not that stupid, though, right? I know you're stupid. There's nothing you can do about that. But you're not that stupid. You don't honestly believe that's what that was. They didn't have a hate crime summit. They had a Democrat outreach summit. That's why Al Sharpton was involved. Orthodox Jews vote Republican. And don't email in, Jews vote Democrat. Yeah, about 2/3 of the Jews in the country vote Democrat. Orthodox Jews, not so much. Orthodox Jews, they vote Republican. Sorry. They don't care if you get hurt. You're one of the outs. Why do you think they have January 6th political prisoners locked up to this day without end, and yet some guy just mowed down an 18-year-old in North Dakota because the 18-year-old was a Republican, and as you listen to the sound of my voice, that guy is already home, ordering pizza, having a couple beers. He's already out on bail. Why do you think that is? Because you're not only not part of the protected class in this country, you are part of the enemy class. Orthodox Jews? You wanted protection? You gotta start voting Democrat. What do you think it means when I say sandwiched? Remember this. Remember, sandwiched means it's not just the vile street communist scum at the bottom. The people with no lives, nothing to live for, violent, just horrible, just low-life scum. It's the people on top of you, too. They run your government. From the highest levels of government, they've described you over and over and over and over again as a domestic terrorist. They described your "Don't Tread on Me" flag. They described you being angry at school boards. Thing after thing after thing. You like your guns. You're angry about COVID lockdowns. Remember, that was part of the FBI's list, too, about potential domestic terrorists. They're making you out to be a domestic terrorist, from the president to the vice president to Congress to the FBI, NSA, CIA. They've all decided you are a domestic terrorist enemy of the state, which, of course, that's purposeful. They're making their political enemies out to be enemies of the state. So they can, A, use the state power against their political enemies, and B, they want to signal to the vile scum at the bottom that it's open season. So if you're a Republican and you sauntered into the Capitol for 5 minutes on January 6th, you're going away for a long time and your life will be ruined. If you're a man in North Dakota who got in your SUV and decided to pancake an 18-year-old kid because he's a Republican, you're out on bail already, baby. No big deal. Hey, we'll knock down the charges. Don't sweat it. Orthodox Jews, sorry. You vote the wrong way. Stay on the out club, guys. No. We got other people in here. Orthodox Jews, you're not invited in. You vote Republican. It wasn't a hate crime summit. It was a Democrat outreach summit. And you ain't in the club. You got to accept that's where we're at. All right, let's get to some emails. Oracle, I run a small business, and about half of what we do is military retirement awards. This is normally our slowest time of year. However, we are busier than ever. Many are rushed orders for people deciding to get out by the end of the month. I agree, we are seeing a mass exodus. Reach out if you want something for yourself. I appreciate that. I'm good, my brother. But keep telling you, you're witnessing. And look, that's part of it, too. I read that then on purpose because, listen, they're turning your military very rapidly into something that also believes you are an enemy of the state. And I don't mean 10 years from now. This is happening fast as the people who think like you, they're done with it. They're not serving in this crap. They're done with it. Well, they found other people who are more than willing to follow orders, and they do think that Gadsden flag is bad. Dear Adequate One, I'm 17. I started listening to you for a few months after Rush passed away. I'm encouraged and educated by your shows. I hope to meet you one day. The reason I'm writing is because in our district, we have a school board election going on. There is a pro-parent, God-fearing conservative running. I cannot vote, but I will be talking to people I know at work who can get them to go and vote. I also called the Boise mayor's office and let them know how I feel about them approving grooming kids. I would not have considered doing this without your call to action. God bless you and God bless America. Please read this on the air as an encouragement to others. One day at a time, one issue at a time, we will take our country back. You do not stand alone. We will meet one day, my brother. And listen. With all these big things, and world changing and the Fed rate hike and the violence and all these things, we forget the most important thing politically is local. Are you taking back your school board? You know, if you're in a red area, you probably still have a blue school board because we've ignored these positions for years and the communists love these positions. Are you taking your county board of supervisors, city council? I'm not qualified. No, the losers who are currently there aren't qualified. You, the sane person, you're the most qualified one. Get out and be activists. Run or help somebody else run. I don't have kids in school. Do you think that would stop the communists? most of these feminist harpies who are telling your kids they're gay, they don't have kids. They have cats. Doesn't hold them back at all. Don't let it hold you back. All right. We get to some more of these. I love making fun of the NFL now that they left me. We'll get to that in a second. We'll have some fun with that. Before we get to that, we should probably, again, address what the Fed said today with the rate hike. That's an announcement, not just that it's a huge rate hike, but that there's another huge one coming. Remember, that's what he said. They're purposely trying to drive the economy into a ditch to avoid hyperinflation. Please tell me you have an emergency food supply already. If you don't, and I love all the emails you send me thanking me for this. If you don't, my Patriot Supply partnered with the show. You really should thank them, not me, but they partnered with the show. If you go to preparewithjessekelly.com, they're already ready-made for you. Emergency three-month food kits for $250 off. You need 3 months worth of food in your house. In case you can't afford it, in case the grocery store shuts down, you see the supply chain problems. 3 months. Everyone in your home needs a three-month kit. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com right now. Get your three-month kit. They ship it free. They ship it anonymous. Don't worry about your neighbor knowing. Preparewithjessekelly.com.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, we'll make fun of the NFL in a minute. I got to get to a couple of things here. I played for you. Well, let me play for you this. There's an ad. New York Presbyterian Hospital out of New York City. I want you to listen to this.
I've been into fashion since I can remember. But one day, I had a stomach ache so bad, I didn't want to do anything. The team at New York Presbyterian said it was actually my heart. It was severely swollen. Something called myocarditis. But doctors gave me medicines and used machines to control my heartbeat. They saved me. So now I can become the next great fashion designer.
More people have been dying this year due to irregular heartbeat, official figures suggest. I love how they can't even just go with it. Official figures suggest. These people are going to get away with crimes against humanity, and it drives me nuts. All right, let's get to some emails before we make fun of the NFL. Dr. New Cheeseburger in Paradise, Kelly. Can President Trump avoid indictment if he announces he's running for president? No. No, he cannot. In fact, he'll probably be indicted before he's announced, but none of that will save him. None of that will save him from indictment, I should say. Now, keep in mind, there are no rules that say you can't be under indictment. Donald Trump, you can run for president from prison. We have a bunch of people in prison who listen to the show, which I've always thought is cool. I think that's an awesome thing. Anyway, we have a bunch of people in prison who listen to this show. Every one of those guys can run for president. You can run for president. There's nothing that's going to save Trump from the system. Maybe he wins this civil suit thing with Letitia James in New York. Maybe he avoids any major criminal action. But again, these people have promised, it's not just the American people. They have promised, the corrupt system has promised their base that Donald Trump is some unhinged lunatic criminal and that he's going to prison and Donald Trump's going to jail. And they can't renege on the promise now. They have the tiger by the ears. They don't have anything on him. If they did have something on him, you would have known about it a long time ago. So instead, they're going to string this thing along as long as possible, but they will charge him with something. Now, don't be naive and say this. I've seen a lot of people saying this. Jesse, they don't have anything. What does that matter? Since when does that matter? It's time to stop living in the past America you once knew and start accepting you're in an entirely different thing now. The law? The law is whatever they say it is. Whatever they say it is.
The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system, thereby cheating all of us. He did this with the help of the other defendants, his children, Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, and Eric Trump, and former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg and Trump Organization Controller Jeffrey McConney. Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization repeatedly and persistently manipulated the value of...
They're not just going after Trump federally. They found an attorney general in a blue state to go after him in a statewide investigation. How do we handle it on our side? Well, we're better than that. It violates our principles. That scumbag who mowed down an 18-year-old in North Dakota is already out on jail. The North Dakota attorney general, he's putting up pictures on social media about how beautiful North Dakota is. Probably violates his principles. He's probably sitting back saying things right now. Well, I can't get involved and overcharge him. That's not who we are. The system, they're busy smashing you. Our guys? Well, we have principles, guys. We don't want to violate our principles. I mean, after all, I won't get invited to nice cocktail parties in D.C. if I violate my principles. This is the problem. We have to start having primaries where we change what the Republican Party is, because the low-T GOP, they ain't going to get it done. They ain't. You're flying in the center seat, in the center row. I can't read that. That's dirty. Crime, drugs, gangs, child abuse, inflation, illegal immigration, climate change, equity, diversity. But what is the biggest threat to our American way of life? A man who makes pillows. He's, of course, talking about Mike Lindell and MyPillow, the FBI confiscating his phone. Well, let's go over what you said. Crime, drugs, gangs, child abuse, inflation, illegal immigration, so on and so forth. Is Joe Biden going to feel any of those things? Is anyone in Joe Biden's family going to feel any of those things? Nancy Pelosi's family, George Soros's family, Bill Gates's family. Are any of those people going to feel the effect of crime or drugs or gangs? No. They live lives surrounded by security. They live their lives behind high fences. Remember this. They despise you. The leaders of the West, not just the politicians and not just in America, all the leaders of the West, business leaders, politicians, all of them included, they look at you and they hate you. They think you're an embarrassment. They think you're a Neanderthal. They think you clinging to your freedoms is crushing the environment. These people hate your guts. They're not worried about inflation. They woke up today and they saw that there was a rate hike with the Fed. They didn't lose a minute of sleep over that. They're not worried about getting loans, period. And even if they do get loans, they're certainly not going to stress having to pay a little bit more in interest. That's not something that would bother them in the least. Hi, Jesse. Barbara from San Diego. I've decided to close all my bank accounts, Bank of America accounts, and moving my money. But where do I put it now? Are there decent banks that deserve my business, much like the new wireless service PureTalk? Thanks so much. I listen from San Diego every day of the week at 4 o'clock on my Google Home device. That's pretty stinking cool. The banks, you've got to go local with the banks. The national financial institutions are all rotted. But hold on. Don't think that that means your local bank is automatically fine. Remember, if you're looking for a bank, make sure you look up the bank, including the local one, credit unions, whatever it may be, and look up the bank's name and ESG. If your bank or any financial institution has an ESG page on its website, hey, look how environmentally friendly we are. Do we have enough gay people here? If they have anything like that on their website, they're officially your enemy. Take your money and take it elsewhere. Speaking of your enemy, let's talk about the NFL. Then we'll get to some more of these. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email me if you want, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Did you hear, Dome?
So we invested an additional $12 billion into community banks because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community as well as the talent and capacity of community.
She's so odd. And I mean it like this. I know there are lots of things odd about Dome, but she's 57 years old. Now, when you're younger, especially when you're a teenager, you're still trying to figure out who you are. Who you are, who you're not. Who wasn't awkward at 13, right? Everyone was. The dudes, you remember what it was like to try to talk to girls at 13? You practically scared them off. It's not like girls are any less awkward. They feel like they're ugly. Oh my gosh, I have a pimple. You don't even know who you are. But I've never been 57, but I am 41 now. I know me. I like me. I'm a huge fan of me, and not just because I'm a world famous author. What, Chris? Book doesn't come out till next year, so don't send me a bunch of emails asking where to get the book. There's no place to get the book. All right, don't worry about it. But in all seriousness, I'm 41. I know the things I am. I know the things I'm not. I know I'll never be an intelligent person of any kind. I get that. I promise you I'm never going to get my PhD in something. It's not the way it's going to work. I know who I am. I know what I'm not. By 57, man or woman, you've got to be comfortable in your own skin by that point in time, right? That's just by your years on this earth. You know who you are. You know who you're not. You know who your friends are. You know who your enemies are. You're comfortable being you. But Dome, she gives these speeches all the time where she just keeps repeating the same word. And it's not just that she's repeating those same words. She sounds so uncomfortable with who she is.
So we invested an additional $12 billion into community banks because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community as well as the talent and capacity of community.
Did you hear Corinne Diversity Hire walking back Joe Biden? Because Joe Biden said the pandemic was over. Of course, Joe Biden has no control of his mouth, and the pandemic's been over for a very long time. But Democrats are so married to the concept that the pandemic is here because it allows them to be the tyrants they've always wanted to be. Corinne Diversity Hire walked back the president's comments for him.
Also in the 60 Minutes interview said that the pandemic is over. There's been quite a bit of pushback to that statement by the president. Where is he today on that?
So just to step back for a second, what we saw during that interview, 60-minute interview, when he made those comments, he was walking through the Detroit car show, the halls of the Detroit car show, and he was looking around. We have to remember the last time that they had held that event was 3 years ago. So we are in a different time. He's been very consistent about that.
I love that. Hey, he was walking through a... He's walking. I mean, he can't... You expect him to walk and think at the same time? He's just the president. All right, let's get to this because I saw this today. It made me snicker something fierce. Remember, yeah, there's going to be a bunch of terrible stuff we can see out there, but we have to learn to take joy in the pain of our enemies. This has to be something that we have to learn to enjoy. Corporate America, they are the second most responsible thing for the rot in our country. Number one is the education system. The communists taking over the education system was everything because everything filtered through there, Remember, the education system is the dirty jockstrap of communism in the United States of America. We pour all of our drinking water through there, so that's the problem. But number two was corporates. Corporates. Number two is corporations. Why? Because they have so much power to control your life, yet they don't need the law to do it. They didn't need to pass a ban on what you could say on social media. The FBI simply started working with Facebook, and Facebook willingly decided you weren't allowed on there. Remember, that's the problem. So when I look at things I used to love, like the NFL, and I see them getting ready to end themselves and eat themselves, I think it's the most wonderful thing in the world. The headline today from the Washington Post is how the NFL blocks black coaches. And then they went on this long screed with all these current and former NFL coaches about how racist the NFL is, and the NFL's racist, and it hates black people and all these other things. And I got to tell you, I couldn't get the smile off my face. Keep going, guys. Boycott. You're right. The NFL, they're basically the KKK. You should definitely boycott and make life miserable for them. And that's the thing. You know this stuff's coming. You know, corporations welcoming in these vile communists of various forms into their organization and then allowing them to control their organization. You're the National Football League. You actually had entire teams refuse to come out for the national anthem. I can't wait to watch you eat yourself. I'm going to laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh while you bunch of ungrateful, rich, spoiled scumbags destroy yourself. I think it's the greatest thing in the world. I love it. I saw it. I stood up and cheered. I did. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, you have to have the jab to go to Israel. I've had this question a lot. Remember, we're going to Israel next year as a show. No pressure. You can come if you want. We're going to have a blast. We're doing 10 days in the Holy Land. Me, Chris, Michael, the wife's coming. Kids are coming. My in-laws are coming. There's a ton of people coming on the trip. And then the fans, whoever wants to come and join us. Whether you come or not, we're going. And it's 10 days of history and where Jesus walked. And it's all guided tour stuff. It's going to be really nice. And you can come with us. You have to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. That'll take you right to the trip, and you can sign up right there. Do you have to have the jab? Would I be going if you had to have the jab? That was the first meeting I had with Christian Expedition, because they reached out to the show. They're like, hey, we love the show. We want to do this trip with you, and think you'd really enjoy it because you love a history and whatnot. And I said, yeah, that's fine, guys, but Israel's one of the most heavy vaccine-pushing companies in the world. If I have to be vaccinated, I'm not going. Israel, not only do they not have any vaccine requirement, they haven't. This is a country that relies so much on tourism. And remember, they rely so much on the world loving them. They want people from other countries to come in and support them. So it was not something they did. Not only is there no vaccine requirement, there won't be. Doesn't matter what happens, they're not going to put one out there. And look, I'll make you feel even better. If there is, I'm not going, so you don't have to worry about the trip at all, right? But there's not going to be. So I already clarified that. Whether you are or aren't, it's fine. You are welcome in the place. Good work, you people. Chris, good work. Proud of you. What do you think the military would do if they found out Joe Biden isn't the real commander-in-chief? I mean, Donald Trump won in 2020. Donald Trump's the real commander-in-chief. Mark Milley openly criticized Trump for mentioning sending the National Guard against Black Lives Matter when they were torching American cities. What would the military do if they found out Joe Biden isn't the real commander in chief? They'd probably attack whoever said that. It's time to accept a very harsh reality. Your military right now, not in the future, right now, a military led by Mark Milley, led by these despicable flag officers we have, these generals and admirals. If they were told to, they would attack you right now. You domestic terrorist, you enemy of America, they would attack you right now.
We must do everything in our power to end hate-fueled domestic terrorism.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Now we have what we call domestic violent extremism or domestic terrorism.
What do you think your military would do to terrorists?
Oh, Jesse, they would never.
No. There are great dudes on the ground. The junior officers, NCOs, there are still some great dudes on the ground who would never. And you know what would happen to them? Okay, off to the brig you go. Next guy up, let's find someone who will. I don't say that to scare you. I say that because we have to be grown up enough to acknowledge where we are. All right, we're going to do this one more time. Well, no, wait. One more segment, then we're going to try that again tomorrow. Don't panic, all right? Listen, everyone
you
knows.
You know, freedom is not free.
Hang on a second.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, it's flown by today. I've missed doing this so much. I know, and look, I know you've missed me. What, Chris? Chris, you have to understand, what I am is basically like water for people. They have to have it to, what, Chris? They have to have it to survive. Especially now that I've gone from just being the Shogun or the Oracle. Now, I'm a world famous writer. Chris, do you have any idea how obnoxious I'm going to be when the book finally comes out? I'm going to wear nothing but tweed jackets. Oh, it's going to be the best. I'm going to, oh yes, with the elbow patches on the tweed jackets. And I'm going to have one of those pipes. Can we smoke in here, Chris? No, I don't want to smoke it. I'll start coughing on the air. But we'll get something. I'm going to need a pipe, Chris. And I'll say, you see? And it'll be just wonderful. I get to headlines I didn't get to in a second. Oh, someone brought this up earlier. It's probably worth bringing up. Mike Lindell, he's going after the FBI. He's challenging them. He's not backing off. Remember, they showed up and took his phone from him. He's going after him. This makes me proud, man. It should make you proud. We still have patriots out there who are willing to stand up to the Leviathan and fight back. I think it's really cool. Like I said, my pillow, to me, you know I love the sheets and the pillow. Everyone loves the pillows. You know, I talk to you about their footwear all the time. It's more than that for me. It's supporting somebody who's on our side. How many corporations are actually on our side? Forget about ones that are just neutral. How many corporations out there are actually out there fighting for the things you care about? Name them to me. How many? Not many, right? MyPillow is. And they do have an amazing deal right now on footwear. Moccasins, my slippers, slips, sandals. They don't just throw together crap and hand it out to you. It's the highest quality stuff I've ever seen, especially for around the house footwear. I've got people blowing up my email trying to get me to get them to make work boots. Go get a deal. You get this stuff as low as $29.98 right now. Maybe tell Mike thank you while you're there. Go to mypillow.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Mypillow.com, promo code Jesse. Go get some stuff for your feet. Or maybe you're on the road. That's fine. No big deal. Call them. 800-845-0544. 800-845-0544. A couple more of these before we get to this. Jesse, I love Heavy D's Plains of Illegals to Martha's Vineyard. You poo-poo Greg Abbott, but he started busing the illegals. He deserves our praise. It's a beautiful and original plan. Yeah, it is his. Heavy D made it better, and Greg Abbott sucks anyway. Jesse, I'm a police officer in North Carolina. I work 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. You ride along with me every night between 9 to midnight. Love your show. Officer Chris Jackson. That's freaking cool. I love when I get these. That's cool. Sergeant Kelly, it's already started. I use LinkedIn. I'm looking for a new job, so I upgraded to their premium service. I can now see who views my profile. I noticed this morning the IRS has been viewing my posts and search history. I've never had any interaction from the IRS before. This is scary. His name's David. Look, that's what happens. That's what happens when you sit by forever like we have on the right. It's our fault. when you sit by forever and allow communist subversives to take over your education system, and then you allow them to go right from the education system to slowly but surely fill up the government. This is a stat that is well known, but it still is stunning. It's not that big of a deal. You know, 95%, it might be 95% of federal employees voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Now, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about the power the federal government has over your life. The massive administrative state from IRS, EPA, CIA, NSA, FBI. Think about all the endless agencies. They're 95% the same party, and it's not your party. That's staggering. And it's not something we talk about a lot at all. How did we let that happen? How did we allow single party rule in the country? That's why I talk so much about, it's not that I don't care about the midterms or the presidency in 2024, but our problems are so much bigger than that. There are so many gigantic things nationally that need to be fixed. We need to focus locally, because that's where our wins can be had now. We need to start getting these local wins and start from the ground up. That's what they did. That's how they took the place.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
I'm actually a huge, gigantic liar. I meant to play this for you earlier in the show, and I didn't play it. But again, I wanted to remind you about ESG. I'll get back to headlines in a second. Check out this guy.
You know, in 1939, George Orwell wrote that we have sunk to such depths that stating the obvious is the first responsibility of every person. And he was talking about a book on power written by Bertrand Russell. But it applies to today, because stating the obvious that we have an emergency, we have a climate emergency, is becoming an unpopular thing to do. This anti-sustainability backlash, this anti-woke backlash, is incredibly dangerous for the world. And the first thing that Unilever will do is we will not back down on this agenda, despite these populist accusations.
Isn't that simply amazing? The communist scumbags pushing the ESG and the woke stuff who want to control everything you think and say, they're quoting George Orwell. All right, back to the headlines. Headline, why you should be happy about inflation and worried about something else. Happy about inflation. These people genuinely hate us. Headline, this is how much money black women lose due to the gender pay gap. Okay, once again, kids, everyone pull up a chair. Men, women, white, black, everybody. Do you know what determines your pay in this life? It's not the importance of your job. It's not your gender. It's not your color. Do you know what determines your pay in this life? You will get paid on the scarcity of your marketable skills. If you have a marketable skill and it's rare, not many people can do it, you're going to make a fortune. That's why the cleanup hitter for the Yankees makes millions. If you have a skill like balancing a spoon on your nose, but there's no market for it, you're not going to make any money. But if you have a marketable skill and not many people can do it, that's what will earn you money. So what I'm saying is stop getting degrees in sociology and start developing skills other people do not have. Migrants flown to Martha's Vineyard file a class action lawsuit against DeSantis. DeSantis, I'm hearing he's doubled down on this, and he's now sending planes full of illegal immigrants to Delaware where Joe Biden lives. That's freaking hilarious. That's how that's done. Let's hope he keeps that up. Biden administration sides against Native Americans and crackdown on oil leasing near an indigenous site. You didn't think Joe Biden was going to let the Indians stand in the way, did you? The climate death cult. They're on a mission for genocide. They're certainly not going to worry about the Indians. All right. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll be back again tomorrow to have a blast. That's all. So
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.